This is KUTX 98.9, Lori Gallardo in Studio 1A, absolutely giddy and beside myself because of my special guests in the studio. You get to see them performing tonight at Stubbs. If you'd like tickets and more information, go to StubbsAustin.com. Meanwhile, sit back, relax, and enjoy my special guests. Please welcome They Might Be Giants.
Hi, Lori.
Hello.
How's it going?
It's going very well.
You're
I'm
so
having
far away.
Fun.
We're in such an enormous room. If
I'm
only
reaching,
people could see where
reaching
we were.
Across, and I still can't. I'm so sorry about
but
that.
Through the miracle of microphones, it's like we're right next to each other.
That is perfection. Perfection, I tell you, and I enjoy that track. I Left My Body. The name of the album, I Like Fun. I like fun. Do you like fun? I like fun. I'm quite pleased with fun. And the reason why I even mention that is because I've been having fun with the videos that have come out.
Oh, yeah.
In particular, and I was showing friends this afternoon the video for The Greatest, and I even posted something on Facebook along
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, it's a super creepy. We just yeah. we a couple of years ago, we had a video contest, and one of the winners of the contest was this young man named Alex Italics,
yeah.
which I don't think is his real name. But he's a super nice guy, and now he's in one of those, like... fancy film schools in Los Angeles, and he called us up and said he'd like to do a video, another video for us. And Nick Offerman I had a sort of casual email correspondence with Nick Offerman because he wanted to use the lyrics to one of our songs in one of his books.
Whoa.
So I thought, you know, I know exactly one famous person. Why don't I see if you'd be interested in appearing in the video? And he was super into the idea, and so Alex created this very creepy video. And the strangest thing is that the stalker guy in the video was a weekend DJ on K-Rock in Los Angeles years ago, and now he's
right.
basically doing like he had one of those. His name was like The Hangman or something. He had a radio name. I can't remember quite what it was, and I regret that. But he was a true They Might Be Giants fan, like in the waning days of our popularity at K-Rock. He was the cat, and now he's basically like moved into playing like a rip torn character,
yeah.
Like, you know, psycho.
Total
raging.
Did it so convincingly.
Yeah. So there are career opportunities available for all of us later on.
There might be giants in Studio 1A. Of course, John Linnell, John Flansburgh, and of course, this afternoon, Marty Beller joins us on drums.
Marty's
hello, Marty.
Here. He doesn't have a mic, but he's nodding.
It's yes. No mic, Marty, but he's nodding.
Marty just had a feature in Modern Drummer.
Excellent.
Which is, of course, you know, the highest...
Superb.
Yes.
That is a great
career.
Honor, Marty, for the drummers.
They took out all the scandalous quotes. But,
yeah.
But it does explain what it's like to play drums.
Yeah, he was even. School's for fools, kids.
Take his advice. We have They Might Be Giants in Studio 1A. And, you know, I did want to mention, to me, it doesn't feel as though it's been, 30 years of songwriting. Anyone can use the word prolific. To me, I felt more along the lines of, and what happened next?
Right.
What's happening next?
We were just thinking exhausted.
Yeah. I was thinking, felt like 60.
Right. That was just 30. No, it has been strange because we haven't had, we've never had that sort of end of act two behind the music moment where, you know, it's like, you know, suddenly they knew everything had changed. Like we've had a little bit of success. We haven't had too much success and I don't know.
We haven't had much of a roller coaster either.
Yeah.
We've sort of been on it's more like, you know, I-10. Going through Louisiana.
Just a few rumble strips here and there. Nothing so bad.
I know I-10. I know I-10 well.
Yeah, so you know what our career was like then.
So can you explain the interstate highway system to us? Because we thought it was all supposed to be concrete per Dwight Eisenhower's.
No.
We thought it was all supposed to be federally funded.
Sure.
And for some, is Louisiana...
Seems like the funds ran out somewhere in Louisiana.
They got cut out of the deal or something.
I think that's pretty spot on, actually. Might have been the case. I have no idea, but that might have been the case.
Yeah.
They just run out of funds and like, well, there you go. There's some
it's
sort
no
of
It's no
roads.
I-90. Let's put it that way.
Oh, curses. Will we ever get a real bunch of roads? I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, well. And the journey continues. Of course, They Might Be Giants. You get to see them tonight at Stubbs. Tickets and information at StubbsAustin.com. I do believe I have time for one more.
Sure.
Let's do it.
All right.
This is a song off the I Like Fun album. It's called I Like Fun. Impatiently I wait to refill my prescription and count the talk of the drugstore clock. A prototype, they say, to combat my affliction, extra gravity. To control me. But that's my fun. And I like fun. And so do you. As we float away, so do you. As we float away. My excellence at parkour can't be undercounted as I leap away and disappear. My excellence at parkour might be unexpected at the age of 58. It comes as quite a surprise, but not to you. As we float away, not to you. As we float away. But not to you.
I love it. What can I say? I love it.
That's an acceptable response.
Thank you so much for enjoying that. We appreciate
it. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you for playing this afternoon. This has been fantastic. We've had They Might Be Giants in Studio 1A. They just played the title track to their latest album, I Like Fun. And you get to see them tonight at Stubbs. Doors open at 8 p.m. Thank you, John. Thank you, John. Thank you, Marnie. Thank you so much for playing. I really enjoyed it. And again, superb videos. I enjoyed that one as well. I had a lot of fun with that one this afternoon. Dark and twisted and lovely. So dear to me. Okay. Dark like my heart. Thanks, guys. Also wanted to say thanks to our engineers, Jake Perlman and Cliff Hargrove. It's because of them everything sounds fantastic in Studio 1A. I'm Lori Gallardo. This is KUTX 98.9.